Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. Shir HaShirim is perhaps the most misunderstood book in all of Tanakh. It's so esoteric that the commentators even differ on the meaning of the Sefer's name. We tend to focus on the allegorical meaning, but what about the pshat? Is Shir HaShirim a collection of poems, or does it have a narrative? And how does the answer to that question inform the question of the Sefer's name? To introduce us to this holiest of biblical works, here's an excerpt from Rabbi Dr. Yitzhak Breidowitz on Shir HaShirim and a shir entitled Shir HaShirim and the Story of Rabbi Akiva.
Shir HaShirim, as we know, is a song, is a poem, and there's even a machlokes what Shir HaShirim means. There are two different approaches among the Mefarshim, and in fact, both can be true. The standard understanding, which most people assume is the meaning of it is a song or a poem that is greater and holier and more exalted than any other poem. Shir HaShirim, the song of songs, just like Kodesh Kedoshim, the holy of holies. And Rashi brings Rabbi Akiva, the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva, that says, if all of the shirim are kodesh, if all of the songs or the poems in Tanakh are holy, Shir HaShirim is kodesh kedoshim, Shir HaShirim is the holy of holies. If you recall, there was a very big machlokas. There were some chachamim who did not want to include Shir HaShirim in Tanakh because they thought it was just romantic love poetry and it didn't really have holiness. It talks about hugging and kissing and secret meetings and missing each other, etc. And there were rabbis who basically said, this is not holy writings. This does not belong in Tanakh. And it was Rabbi Akiva who convinced the sages, again, with, and I just quoted, if all of the songs are holy, Shir HaShirim is Kodesh Kedoshim, because although it uses human love and it uses romance and all that is connected to that, but in fact, it is a metaphor and a mashal for the passionate love that God has for the Jewish people and the Jewish people have for God. And seen in this way, Hashem is the entity that is called the shepherd or the melech. Again, there are two names for the male person, shepherd, melech, and both of them are Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Raya, Rayati, my beloved friend, is Am Yisrael. And it describes the ups and downs of our relationship. And when one reads Shir HaShirim, it brings a person to Avat Hashem by essentially using the human metaphor. So according to the first translation of Shir HaShirim, it is a song that is holier than all other songs, because it expresses in the most intimate graphic terms the passion of a loving relationship that sometimes has a tragic dimension to it. Now, there's another translation of Shir HaShirim that many Mefarshim give as well, and that is Shir HaShirim, a song that was composed of many smaller songs. Based on this idea, Shlomo HaMelech essentially took many short poems and he wove them together into a harmonious whole. So seen in this way, the translation of Shir HaShirim does not mean the song that is exalted above all other songs, but it means the song that is comprised of many songs. Now this does not change the ultimate meaning, because Shlomo HaMelech still wove them together, and he wove them together for a purpose, and the purpose will still be this great metaphor, meaning to say, the translation of the word Shir HaShirim does not affect the metaphorical meaning of the song, but it may affect a certain interpretive issue, which I'm just going to allude to, and I'm not going to fully address, and that is there a storyline in Shir HaShirim al pi pshat? Meaning before you get to the allegory and you simply focus on the description of a shepherd and a woman, and you go through the chapters, the eight chapters of Shir HaShirim, is there a story, or is it a bunch of disconnected reflections without a single storyline? Now, you understand that this may depend to some degree on whether Shir HaShirim means the song above all songs, which would make it a unitary work, or whether it means a song that is comprised of separate songs in which each unit, because we'll have to define the unit. Unit does not necessarily mean chapter, but however we define the units, each unit is its own little mini story, and there's not necessarily a coherent plot from chapter 1 through chapter 8. This is going to be a big, big machlokas among the Mefarshim if Shir HaShirim has a single storyline, or is it simply a bunch of disconnected stories. Again, I'll try to address it as we go through it.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shir and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.